Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria's president must step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Bashar al-Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate, really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says that more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said that the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continued to struggle to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Austria was bracing for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began shipping migrants to the Austrian border. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Havana, Cuba, on the first night of his historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff began by praising the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. He urged political leaders to persevere on the path of reconciliation and to develop all its potentialities as a proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples, of all America, and as an example of reconciliation for the whole world. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square on Sunday before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. He travels to the United States next week. The pontiff's U.S. schedule will include a private meeting with President Barack Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. In West Africa, tensions continued in Burkina Faso despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power on Wednesday. Across the country, groups of protesters put up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emily Yob reports from Burkina Faso.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing Our Homeland or Death, a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diandere, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years before being ousted from power last year after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emily Yop from VOA News, Bobo Dioulasso, Burkina Faso.
And Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday. Former petroleum minister Sherif Ismail is the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the Minister of Defense, stayed from the previous government. The new government will oversee long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases beginning October 17th. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.
I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now than hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change. You don't think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. Plus there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn.
Feeling ain't the same in your body. Don't want you. You know that I let it go.
Same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? All my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days. Umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return. Break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. There's one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Can you feel me burning?
October 16th is the day Demi Lovato drops her fifth album, Confident. Here's Cool for the Summer in the home of the hits, VOA 1.
Tell me what you want, what you like, it's okay. I'm a little curious, too. Tell me if it's wrong, if it's right, I don't care. I can keep a secret, kid. You got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. Got a taste for the cherry, I just need to take a bite. Don't tell your mother, kiss one another, die for each other.
as king says to ourselves, don't have to share with no one else, don't keep your secrets to yourself, it's Kama Sutra show and tell.
something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexy, then flown it. If you freak, then own it. Don't beg about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy, then flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
New music on the one.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch it, lift right off the ground. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Upper floor, upper floor, upper floor. Upon the world, you and that drug you're dealing should be against the law. All this heat keep rising, make you stop, drop and roll. I'm bottling up the lightning, supernatural. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Upper floor, upper floor, upper floor.
Ray McDonald with Nick Jonas, who turned 23 on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Nick. That's his brand new single, Levels. Speaking of birthdays, Nile Rodgers turned 63 this week. Back in the 70s, he co-founded the popular disco-pop band Chic. The 80s saw Nile become an in-demand musician and producer. He worked with everybody. Diana Ross, David Bowie, Duran Duran, Madonna, you name them, Nile worked with them. 2 years ago, Nile Rodgers made a comeback in Daft Punk's giant hit single, Get Lucky. Well, I have more big birthdays on the way, so keep it here on the hits. VOA 1.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We come through with the money in the garden bags. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes for badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want an itchy, yeah.
Come on,
mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.
back, I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Best music now. VOA 1.
Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart.
music from Rihanna and Jay-Z. That was a mega hit back in 2007. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers turned 75 this week. Singer Peter Cetera, formerly of Chicago, is 71. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is 54. Country star Trisha Yearwood is 51 this week. Mark Anthony is 47. Rapper Nas is 42. Fiona Apple turns 38. Flo Rida is 36 this week. Singing twins Tegan and Sarah Quinn are 35. Nick Jonas is 23. And Neil Horan of One Direction is 22 years old this week. Jason Derulo and Katy Perry are just around the corner. Keep it here with me on VOA1.
We go hide away.
Seems like I can finally rest my head on something real.
Monday, I'm waiting. And by Tuesday, I'm fading into your arms. So I can
Jason Derulo's latest album, Everything Is Four. Here's the latest single. It's called Cheyenne on VOA1, The Hits. I'm Ray McDonald. You're going to hear Justin Bieber's new hit single if you keep it right here on the hits. Justin's coming up next hour on VOA1.